Imagine hosting a breakfast so large that you needed to buy pancake flour by the boxcar. That's exactly what happened here. So why was this small town feeding such large crowds and attracting some of the biggest names in entertainment? The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
KMA and KFNF were radio stations in Shenandoah, Iowa, built by rival nursery owners Henry Field and Earl May to promote their business to the public, who was just beginning to get their first radios. Each of the men hosted jubilees that brought men, women, and children by the thousands.
They brought as many as 20,000 people at a time to Shenandoah, and that's where your pancakes came in. They served tremendous amounts of pancakes. They would have to bring pancake flour in by the boxcar in order to serve everybody.
Tom Beavers says soon those stations had their own live performances. Big names came to play in Shenandoah.
They both rivaled each other. In fact, when an entertainer would leave the Earl May stage, KMA, they would often go to KFNF and be hired on. And then sometimes they would leave here and they would go to Kansas City, or they would go to Des Moines or Cedar Rapids, wherever there were other live broadcast stages.
The town produced its own homegrown talent as well. Singers and bands that became national names.
Well, the big one, of course, is the Everly Brothers. They were born and raised here. They left here in high school days and moved to Memphis. Al Sloy was a Shenandoah native, and he left here and went to Hollywood. He starred with the Riders of the Purple Sage for years, and they were the singers for the Roy Rogers movies in the 40s and the 50s.
Times have changed, but the stories live on. And a tip of the hat to KMA, a longtime radio station that has aired this show from our first days over two decades ago. Their work is a tribute to the early days of radio, when thousands came here for live performances and to chow down on the pancakes the seed companies would serve. Traveling the countryside in Shenandoah, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.